This is a bad idea. Lorana glanced aside at me, then checked around us carefully in the hold of the troop transport. The ship was packed. A squad of Copperel and another of Strada, all dressed in stolen Anguilar battle armor and armed to the teeth, with the Pabactan engineering crews crammed into the middle, looking out of place in their Anguilar duty uniforms. That probably wouldn't fool anybody, since the Anguilar would never have the bug-like Pabactan in their military service, but maybe it would make them hesitate for a second. None of them gave any indication that they'd heard my murmured remark to Lorana. Then she turned back to me and leaned so close that our helmets nearly touched. "We need this," she told me, eyebrow arching just beneath her raised visor. "We have a home base at Sanctuary. We have 12,000 ground troops between the Copperel and the Strata." She nodded almost imperceptibly toward Narina, the leader of the Strata volunteers. The woman was taller than me, reminding me of a green-skinned version of Bridget Nielsen in Red Sonja, a movie I still regretted watching 38 years later. Narina and Lorana had become close friends in the wake of our liberation of Strata, though theirs was a very strange relationship. Narina was the wife of Lorana's former fiancé from 36 years ago, back before she'd been abducted by the AI robot, Lenny, ostensibly for the Anguilar alien menagerie, but in reality for the robot's scheme to form a resistance. The whole thing made my head hurt.